Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So today I want to get into a day in the life and the ups and downs of being Captain Obvious. And what I mean by that is I want to talk about some stuff that is just so basic, but a lot of people don't think about it. So I'm going to give you five things, some ups and downs about being Captain Obvious. The first one is spammers and scammers, and that's a downer. Now, why do people jump on and try to hack your computer or hack your web server? Well, straightforwardly, they're looking for usernames or passwords so they can get access to credit card information. If they can't get credit card information, chances are what they're trying to do is use your email address or your web server as a giant spam machine so that you get dinged for it and they don't, and they can spread their messages without getting blacklisted, which could turn your website, web server into a giant mess. All right, so here's the thing. To help you be unhacked or to avoid getting hacked, all right, is obviously on a PC, you're going to need some kind of software that's going to help you with antivirus. You don't need it so much on Macs, especially iPhones and tablets like iPads, because they've already got a lot of that stuff built in. But when somebody sends you an email, let's say they're sending you a connection request to LinkedIn. Now, I get these all the time, but the difference is I have 11 email addresses. All right. When I get one, I can tell immediately if it's not sent to the email address, which is associated with my LinkedIn account, I know it's spam. But they're getting smarter. They're figuring out how to figure out what your real email address is, and they're sending requests to that. So here's what you have to do. You have to look down. Look down to where it says either log in or accept a request and just roll over it. Do not click it. At the very bottom of your browser, you will see the URL that link is going to go to. That URL will tell you whether it's linkedin.com, which is legit, or whether it's somebody else's website / I hack this web / login.php, something along those lines. It's just a URL that does not start with LinkedIn. If you see that, run away. Delete it. Forget it. So that's the first thing. Avoid spammers, avoid scammers, and do your best to make sure that you're protecting yourself. The next thing I want you to do is what I call review and renew. All right? So what you have to do is you have to do an upper. You've got to look up everything that you have on a recurring charge on your charge cards. For me, it could be stock photography, web servers, URLs, whatever it is. I've had clients that have not kept up on their email, changed their email addresses, their credit cards expire. All of a sudden, their website goes down. And the reason their website goes down is because they could not renew the URL. And guess what? Somebody swoops in and takes it and now has control. And they'd be happy to sell it back to you for $600, $1,000. Yes, I have seen that price. And yes, people have paid for it. So make sure that you're going through and making a list of everything that you have on auto renew. I don't suggest you write down the entire credit card number, but maybe make a spreadsheet and put in the last four digits, the expiration date of that credit card, and then also make sure that you're putting in there the date that you signed up and the date that's going to expire. And then put it in your calendar at least a week in advance, or maybe give yourself a week advance notice or a day advance notice so that you know that this is coming up. So you can actually log into the account and make sure that it's going to renew. And bottom line is, if you don't need it anymore, delete it. Don't renew it. That's okay. Okay, number three. we're going to talk about another downer, and that is to update often. All right, now we all hate it, especially Windows people, when Windows decides for you that now is the time it's going to update all the software and do the security patches. And you're locked out of your computer for half hour or an hour. Well, the same thing happens on Apple, but the difference is, and I'm not 100% sure because I don't have a Windows machine, but on an Apple, I could say do it later. I can actually initiate it myself. So the thing to do is, you want to make sure you do those updates. The reason they're doing those updates is to protect you. They're not doing it to be annoying. They're adding functionality, but more importantly, they're closing security loopholes. They're fixing problems. So it's going to help you stay safe. So one of my suggestions is when you're going to update your software, do it at a time when you're not using your computer. Like, for example, go to lunch, start your update. Or when you're going to bed, start updating your phone or your tablet or something like that when you're not using it. So you can actually schedule it and make sure it happens at a time when you're not in need of that particular device. But don't ignore them because it's there to protect you. Number four is an upper, as in backup. Make sure you have backups of all your important files. Now, in most cases, like for example, you get iCloud with an iPhone, and if you're just backing up a normal iPhone, it should work fine. You don't have to pay. But we have multiple iPhones and tablets and stuff like that, so I pay a whopping $3 a month for backup software for the Apple. I also have hard drives here that I'm backing up all of my project hard drives, because I've got multiple hard drives. I mean, I've got projects that date back to when I started in 2001. I've got different hard drives specifically for my art and my video, and so I keep things very organized. And I have a backup system of hard drives here for that. Well, the other day it crashed, so I had to kind of reset everything and start from scratch and start the backup again. Well, that backup happens to be 1 terabyte, all right? That is 1,000 gig. That's a lot of stuff. So I have to make sure that I have enough backup capacity to be able to do something like that. So you can buy terabyte drives, relatively inexpensive nowadays. The other thing you can do is look at external services. There are things like, Carbonite, Dropbox, iCloud. There's tons of different things out there, and the prices can range anywhere from, like I say, a couple of bucks a month to $20 a month. But if you had to recover or redo anything, is it worth $20 a month? That's up to you. I can't make business decisions for you, but I spend over $1,000 on my local backup. It's worth spending an extra $240 a year to make sure that my stuff is in the cloud as well. The fifth and final thing is a downer, and that is write it down. There are times where I get these great ideas, and by the time I pull my phone out, figure out the app, and start talking, I forgot the idea. So the bottom line is, always have a pad of paper with you. Keep a pad of paper next to your desk. Have a pad of paper in your briefcase or in your iPhone or iPad case or whatever. But always have the ability to jot down some quick notes. Those quick notes can easily be added to any software that you want to use, like Evernote or just regular notes. But make sure that you have something that gives you the opportunity to quickly take your ideas and put them somewhere where you can retrieve them and act on them later. So hopefully you enjoyed this day in the life of Captain Obvious. So if you like tips like these, my Bacon Weekly Mastermind not only talks about this, but a whole bunch of other small business tips that's going to help you stay ahead of the curve. Go to baconcoach.com/BWM, and for only $1, you can give it a try. What do you got to lose?
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.